USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A $2 trillion coronavirus stimulus package finally passed by the U.S. Senate after Democrats had taken issue with the original version. The final bill, as passed by the Senate, provides money for businesses and individuals hit hard by the pandemic so as to keep the economy going. And most Americans who make less than $70,000 a year will be getting checks for at least $1,200. The bill now goes to the House, where the Senate's top Republican, Mitch McConnell, hopes the bipartisan spirit will continue. On how the Senate came together, McConnell says,
I think one of the reasons that happened is we were inspired by what's going on around the country. People are helping each other, reaching out, looking for ways to make a difference, following the directions of the healthcare professionals.
Russia is now grounding all international air flights after recording its biggest one-day spike in the virus there. And this is USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.